Hey, what's up, YouTube? This is Perry with Premier Guitar. I'm here in Nashville, Tennessee at the War Memorial Auditorium today with Noodles from The Offspring. It's like punk rock legend right here. You guys have been doing this a long time.
Legend, I'll take it. Hey,
I don't think I know any other punk guitarists with three signature models.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's, there's got to be some.
You've made it.
Yeah.
You must have a giant
Cadillac. I'm stoked with my signature models, for sure, yeah.
Can we take a look at them?
Yeah, absolutely. The first one was this this beauty that is all wrapped in duct tape, and it's a Talman body style. And this was my second favorite Talman body style, but they discontinued the other one. And so I went with this one. It's still great. It's got kind of a vintage feel to it. And
almost like a Jazzmaster kind of body
style.
Exactly.
Yeah. Something like that. So, you know, and it's well balanced, and, you know, there's not a whole lot to it. A hardtail whammy on this one. Most of mine are hardtail guitars, but you have the whammy on here.
And so you run Duncans in pretty much everything.
On this for sure. You know, the old stuff, definitely I was using tone zones, you know, for the humbucker. And sometimes I have to use the humbucker. Right now I'm using, we'll get to the soap bar pickups I'm using.
Yeah, I was actually really, really curious about that.
But every once in a while we run into power issues and there's too much noise and I have to go back to the humbuckers to cancel all that. But hopefully that won't be an issue tonight. So this is the NDM-1, and then we went to the NDM-2. Which is and this is the body style that I loved from the very beginning that they had discontinued for a while, and they brought it back just for me,
for your signature.
Thank you, Ibanez. I appreciate it.
Awesome.
And and it's just it's a simple guitar. Again, it's got a little bit of a vintage feel to it, and it's a little bit of warp. It's got really good balance, though. It's not too heavy, nice curves that don't, you don't have to fight it.
Right.
It's just got a great,
jump around and not have it.
Exactly. Great, jump around. Exactly.
And yeah.
It's just a solid guitar, plays well, this is a hum-sing-hum, again, configuration. And then we went to the NDM-3.
And this is the newest, right?
This is the newest.
Good looking guitar.
And I love this guitar. The same body style as the last one. It's just got the soap bar pickups in it. We've been using a lot of vintage, we have a vintage SG, like SG Junior, which is single humbucker that we use in the studio, probably on 75% of the stuff.
Man, so, I've played punk rock most of my life and I've always used humbuckers because the sound is so fat, and that just kind of is traditionally what people use with punk rock.
Right.
What's the switch to P90s like? Is it, because this is a single coil, right? Does it feel less fat?
No. If you mix it well, it feels even more fat. There's a little stringiness to it.
Yeah, you can hear it like a...
I think it's a little bit more fat. There's a little bit more to it. This is going back, because who was it? The Dead Boys.
Yeah.
I think it was Cheetah Chrome had, soap bars on his guitar. Who else? Johnny Thunders, had stuff like this. So it's, I love the sound. I've been playing, vintage guitars that have these kind of pickups in them for a while, and just loving how it sounds. There's a growl to it. It's just a little, humbuckers are still great for certain stuff. The screaming, ultra harmonic kind of stuff. You don't get a lot of that with the soap bars.
Do you feel like these are like more like monophonic? Like when you're playing lead stuff, they sound better? Or is this like something that you love for just a rhythm sound?
Rhythm and lead.
And both, huh?
Yeah.
Man, I gotta get some P90s and try that out.
For
that's
sure.
Too cool.
I love it. Yeah. It just works well. I do, when I'm playing lead, I do tweak the sound, a little bit. And when we're in the studio, we use a lot of tube screamers.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes two in conjunction. Just
messing
with stuff. Yeah. and we always have like at least two or three amps running at the same time and mix those and blend those.
So, I guess my next question is, in the studio, you're using real amps.
Absolutely.
But you've recently switched to Axe Effects for live
stuff, right?
Huh?
Yeah. And I love the fractals because they don't change from night to night. The electricity doesn't mess with it. It sounds the same night to night. It's a lot smaller too, it's not a big,
So are you running your amp sounds and effects all
out? All out of that, yeah. Yeah, well, wait. Yeah, we are. Yeah.
That's killer. So do you, before tour, do you kind of go through it with a tech and pre-find
for
your
sure.
sounds?
Yeah.
Does that take a while? I've never messed with one, so I'm...
Not too bad. We actually had... I had a couple guys. We had Dave Freeman come out. He helps us with a lot of stuff.
Very
Everybody
cool.
knows Dave Freeman. a great guy, and he helps us out, you know, quite a bit with my boards and this and sounds and just getting stuff dialed in. He always has. He's never steered me wrong, always steered me in the right direction. So we had him come out and help, and then also a rep from Fractal came out and kind of helped
very
us for a little while.
Very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know...
And then my guitar guy, Tim, over here, had to learn all this stuff. I don't know anything about this now, so he's my go-to guy when I have a problem. Tim, help me out! And he dials it up now.
So you guys can't see this, and I'll show you in a still photo, but you're running two, and one is just a backup, I'm guessing?
One is just a backup, yeah. In case one goes down in the middle of the set, click the other one up.
So can you back it up like a computer to like all the same settings to the next one?
Absolutely, yeah. And in fact, I have, I think, even Dexter sounds in mine, just in case.
Just in case?
And, yeah, and I think he has... mine and his, just in case.
And then, you know, there's not a whole lot going on in this rack. We got a wireless, a hum eliminator, a line selector, but also you have some power amp.
Right.
Power amps powering the...
powering my cabinets down here.
So that's just for cabs?
Just for cabs, yeah.
Very cool.
We have a sound going direct to the board. That never changes. It's the same every night. Because you know what
the amps...
sound
guy loves you, huh?
The floors, if you're on a wood floor, sometimes it sounds great, sometimes it sounds a little weird. Then you're on a cement floor the next night, you know, or a linoleum or whatever, and it changes everything. You know, the electricity will change an amp, all the tubes and stuff, you know. And honestly, I prefer tube amps when we're recording. We use it all the time. But for live, going to different places, you know, different sounds, it sounds the same.
Consistent.
It doesn't change. Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's great. We have two rigs. You know, so sometimes we're leapfrogging. We'll have one in Europe, you know,
sure.
You know, or on the way to Europe while we're finishing up a tour in the U.S., you know. And
it's tricky to tour with tube amps, too. So, I mean, if you're in Europe and you can't find a, you know, a 12AX7 or something,
cause
that's got to be a pain.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So now, you know, I show up and it's the same. I plug in, it's exactly the same. There's no, very little tweaking that needs to be done, you know.
Very handy.
Yeah.
And so you're running Eggnator cabs.
I was using the Eggnator... modular system right before we got the Fractals, and I love that. It sounded so good, and you know, a bunch of different sounds, all the different sounds, you know, sounded good. You know, from just a little, you know, clean to a little squawky to, you know, overdriven to way overdriven.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
All the different amp models were amazing, and there was two amp models on each four amp models. So I had essentially eight sounds, just basic to start with. And then...
not including effects and things.
Then we had an effects, a rack mount effects module for messed it up. So yeah, this is just streamlined. It's a lot less to ship around too. So shipping costs.
Way cheaper.
You're saving some money on that too. You know, especially when you're doing one-offs, it's got to get there quick. A lot of times bulk can't get there quick, you know. So
makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a look at your switching system.
Okay.
We'll talk about that. All right, Noodles. So you guys got it pretty damn streamlined. Everything you have to deal with live?
Yeah, and there's, you know, it's punk rock, so it's really just, you know, kind of distorted for the most part and clean. Every once in a while, a little bit of chorus, you know, or a little bit of delay on some of the solos and stuff. That's really it, you know. There's some, you know, in between clean and heavy, so, you know, some of the more squawky,
sure,
you know, like voxy kind of sounds.
Yeah. So are you running like a clean rhythm, like super overdrive and then like lead?
That's usually it. Yeah, this on level one, it's all clean. There's no effects, no distortion. So it's just like, you know, super clean, kind of like a voxy, you know, like a combo kind of sound, and then overdriven, and then really overdriven.
Gotcha.
You know,
so like AC30 and then like diesel.
Gotcha. So then I just, you know, go up. See?
Killer.
It's not going
to work. Bradshaw systems are...
it's not working.
That one's not working, huh? Hopefully I didn't do anything to it. I was taking photos of it earlier.
You can't go down below one.
That makes sense.
I wasn't looking at the arrows. Go up, and this will be like what I use for Kids Aren't All Right, and this is just an overdriven sound, and then this will be a solo with a little bit of delay on it. And then for this is kind of like a clean sound with some tremolo, maybe even a chorus on it. It's kind of like the keyboardy sound.
Gotcha.
for the one part.
And
those are the main two I use. I can't remember what's on three. You know, I have different... different effects on all the other ones for different songs.
For different songs.
Yeah.
So you can literally bank through it per your whole set.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's killer.
You know, and yeah, there's right now the set list we've been doing, there's like three or four banks that I use, and that's it. So I usually try to, we switch it up from time to time from tour to tour as well. So I try not to mess with it too much and just remember
what you have going on. Sure.
Yeah, and what then, I need to wear. And
regular old Crybaby?
And then, yeah, just, well...
is this the one with the game?
I think it has the overdrive in it, yeah. But it's also, you know, you don't have to click it. It's one of the ones that as soon as you touch it...
It's got an optical sensor, I think they call that, or something?
I don't know how that works. Yeah, every once in a while when I play on a bouncy stage... And I'm jumping up and down next to it, you hear it go off a little bit.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So it's got that cocked wah kind of sound.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, so, you know, that's great. I only use that on, I think, Head Around You right now. Oh, no, Dividing by Zero as well. Cool. I use that on. Yeah.
Well, man, that's a real streamlined setup.
Pretty simple, you know.
I love
it. Again, it's punk rock. And, you know, I've seen guys that are, you know, and I really admire guys that can do it. I like it both. I can get the gearhead thing, you know. You know, guys who have, you know, three racks out and all the different boxes and stuff, you know, I'd love that. You know, it's cool. I can't do that. I that's too much for me. And then I love guys like Stefan from the Descendants who has a volume knob and that's it. And a tuner. Yeah.
Tone
and
in the tuner. Hands guy.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. And I love that. I really admire that. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's too cool.
So, yeah.
Well, man, I really appreciate you taking the time to walk us through
all this. Thank you, Perry. My pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys stay tuned for other rig rundowns, review demos, all that fun stuff. And we'll catch you later.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.